numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Welcome, everyone, to the magical world of numbers. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers. I'm an esoteric numerologist, which is a fancy word. It's my specialty. But esoteric means I bring in several spiritual tools, astrology, ancient tarot interpretations, as well as the ancient numerological code interpretations, into the readings that I do for all my clients and that I talk about on my radio show with you. So welcome to the magical world of numbers. The more you realize and have an understanding of the meaning behind what we call numbers that are actually codes, like a language, the more empowered you will be. And it's quite interesting from what I'm hearing from many of my clients in emails in response to my radio show. Well, they're just finding themselves paying attention to house numbers, numbers on plates on cars, numbers connected to their phone, connected to here, there, and everywhere. I just think it's the cutest little thing. But numbers are codes of information that give off an energy when you say them, feel them, think them, what have you. That is why every day, and you are welcome, you're welcome to receive this information for free, and people love this. I just can't get over it. I send out every day what is called number wisdoms. Number wisdoms will give you insight from a numerological, energetic point of view, the energies that are coming at you environmentally from the universe, as everybody says them, feels them, thinks them, what have you. It is coming at you environmentally. And all you have to do to start receiving these number wisdoms, plus all my newsletters, plus any specials, plus, whatever I decide to send out to you, then go to my website, The Magical World of Numbers, and on the homepage it'll be sign up. All you have to do is sign up. Constant Contact will send you a form back. You know, do you really want to receive all this information? And you click on that link and you're in like Flint. I have been doing this number wisdoms now literally for years. And you know, I'm always telling you to listen to your inspiration, to your hunches, to your whatever. And years ago, literally years ago, I was walking through my living room and I heard a voice come in as laid out the whole plan. Do this. This is what you do. This is how it works. It was like a blueprint, and I'm just walking through the living room. And I said, well, you know, that's kind of cool. I think my people would like that. And there's nothing like it that anybody else is sending out to them. And so every day you and I chat about, okay, today expect this kind of sort of thing to happen. Today's not a day kind of, you know, lay low, and I wouldn't expect too much. There are definitely energies in the universe of when to hold them, when to fold them. And I try to give that to you, number wisdom. So go ahead to my website, The Magical World of Numbers. Sign up. Fill in the information. It's very simple. And you and I will keep in touch with each other. Today, I have particularly picked a very special number, a delightful number, a powerful number. This radio show is being brought to you live on December 17th. The number 17, I think, is fabulous. It's fabulous numerologically, and it's fabulous astrologically, and right now, it's just fabulous. The number 17 has a lot of ramifications connected to it. And astrologically, the number 17 adds to an 8, and the number 8 is ruled by Saturn. Now, Saturn is the Marine Corps drill instructor in the universe. It requires responsibility. It is not a fluffy-duffy vibration. It is an energy of A to B, B to C, C to D, very pragmatic, very practical. And if you screw up, you get your ears pinned back big time until you straighten out and fly right. And Saturn rules Capricorn, the sign of Capricorn. Now, we're still astrologically in the work that I do. I bring in astrology and tarot and ancient numerology interpretations to give you a well-rounded understanding of what's it all about, Alfie. And this coming weekend, 21, 22, depends on where you live on the globe, actually. Not only do we have the winter solstice, which says this is when winter begins, and it has gone as far north as possible. Now it's all, the sun's going to start moving south again, and our days in the northern hemisphere are going to start getting longer and longer and longer. And between you and me, I kind of like the shorter days. I like when it gets dark early because I like to light my candles and it's homey cozy and whatever. Not all everybody likes that. But we have what is called the winter solstice. It's a big nesting time, actually, psychologically for most humans. It's winter. We kind of all go a little dormant. Even Mother Earth goes a little dormant. But she's still kind of holding her own. That's the thing I like about winter, symbolically. You know, things are kind of in a stall and they don't look as effervescent as they are. And we have those winters in our life where we're in a holding pattern and we're stalling. But still, Mother Earth has her roots holding on. She's there. She's not giving up. She is very strong, and she's saying, you're not going to get me no matter what you throw at me, all those storms and all the cold weather and everything that the universe has thrown at me. I will not give up. I am holding strong. Hold on if you are in the winter of your life circumstantially. Everything is temporary. Look at the seasons. And as we get closer and closer and closer then to March, the winds start blowing. She starts cleaning out the trees. She starts little effervescent, little poking up of little greens here, there. Life comes back. And that is exactly how our life is. Strong. 17 adds to an 8. 8 is the strength card in tarot cards. It is Saturn energy. I don't know about you, but I've never met too many wimpy Marine Corps instructors in my life. It is strength. Mother Earth is always showing us, be still, be calm, hold on, don't give up. It's only temporary. In Eastern philosophy, which I study, there is a saying that says, do not be intimidated by the storm. All storms come and go. They can be a little messy in the moment, but they eventually go. And so we are in new moon energy. We love new moons. In Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, ruled by the number 8. New moons are wonderful energies of new beginnings, new starts, practicality. We are finishing out the sign of Sagittarius, which is a fire sign, and it can be kind of adventuresome and lighthearted and fun and play and what have you. And you say, well, that's not exactly what my life is right now. Well, don't be intimidated by the storm. Sagittarius is an energy that has an oomph to it, has an effervescence to it, like shaking up a Coca-Cola bottle and all those little fuzzies come out. Capricorn says, can we just settle ourselves down a little bit? Very Saturn. Very practical, very pragmatic. So this weekend, as we move into new moon, new beginnings, new starts, we move into the sign of Capricorn. I want you to sit still, get quiet, write down with pencil, not pen, not computer, whatever. No more than 5's okay. 5, 6, 2, or 3, whatever. Very practical, pragmatic goals that you want to accomplish over the next 2 weeks. New moon, even full moon, but new moon energy has a 2-week span till we get to the new full moon. The farther away we get from this weekend, the weaker the energy of the new moon is. So I would think about it, be practical, be pragmatic, get very focused. This is Capricorn energy. They're very deliberate, no nonsense. They feel, they're lovely, lovely feeling person. They don't show you that. But they're meat, potatoes, bread and butter. Sagittarius is the fire sign. Oh, let's do this and do that or whatever. And Capricorn says, okay, fine, how are we going to do that? Let's settle ourselves down. That is the number 8, which is the final result of the number that I want to talk to you about tonight. Know that if you want to have a mini reading with me after the break, go ahead and call in and get in the queue. The phone number is 347-855-8628. Let me repeat that to you. 347-855-8628. And hopefully all of the electronics will work and I'll be able to visit with the callers to give them mini readings. The number 17 in tarot cards is the fabulous star card, which I'll talk to you in a moment. And I thought it was kind of cool to talk about it because we're in the Christmas season where we're talking about the stars and sky and the star, the Magi follow the star and whatever, which actually, folks, took 2 years for them to get to Herod. They did not appear in the stable with the shepherds and everybody else, which I'll talk about next week. Christmas Eve show. You and I are going to be together on Christmas Eve. And we're going to be together on New Year's Eve. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but to be with you on the eves of these two big, important holidays in our culture. Know that the star card in tarot, I love. I get very excited when I see this in the charts of my clients. Working out charts, I do formulas, I arrive at numbers, and I'm just a translator of the numbers. The numbers have no power. This is why I'm translating in the shows that I do for you, so that you have a deeper understanding of them. So when, by calculation, the star card shows up in a person's chart, either as a year or for some of you, between 30 and 55, if your birthday number, the day you were born, is the 17th, you've got it made in shape. Because the number 17 is about good fortune. It's about rewards. Maybe some travel. The number 7 in there loves to travel, especially over water, especially to mountains, desert, and water. It is about meditation. It's a spiritual vibration. And through that spiritual connection, you receive a lot of assistance. But the number 17 is a fortunate vibration where you're going to receive money and gifts and advancement and promotions, and business and public affairs are going to be very profitable. It has intellectual achievements connected to it. See why I get so excited for my people when I see this code. And you need to know that the number 17, when it is in full play, vibrationally, in a chart, either between 30 and 55 generally, or as a year from birthday to birthday, or in a month by formula, or in what is called a quadrant, there are 4 months at a time that have specific code of issues, which I calculate out when I do readings for people. You need to know that it's a good thing. It's a promise of a brighter day. And, you know, hello, spring, hope springs eternal. Because you have to keep a positive attitude here. Because why? Positive things are going to happen. And you will be very determined. That 8, 17 adds to an 8, that 1 is determined. I am overcoming any obstacles. I am using my brain to overcome this. Very Capricorn. And the 7 brings you intuitive powers, creative powers. Because it's an 8, 17 adds to an 8. That is Saturn energy, like I told you. Capricorn energy. Like I told you. Now, this number applies to everybody. You don't have to be a Capricorn to receive this energy. But but the number 8 of Saturn, Saturn doesn't play. And so you really, in order to get all this coming to you, you have to be really truthful with people. No, you know, shucking and jiving, as they say on the street. You've got to be very persuasive. And what you say has to be your truth. There can be zero manipulation here. Sometimes it's a lot of it to carry. Sometimes it's really a lot for people to achieve. But at the same token, it's important for you to know that the rewards are there for you. So let's look at someone who is born, who has chosen as a soul to be born on the 17th of any month. Makes no difference what month. Your birthday number, and every soul chooses the day to be born, the month to be born, the year to be born, the millisecond to be born, which I talk about when I do a natal reading for my clients. Blueprint reading. That is your personality. That is your temperament. It is huge as an influence, specifically between the ages of 30 and 55 years of age. It just floods down on you as a big brother, big sister, influencing you. And as good as it gets, no, sometimes it takes a person into their 40s to really reap and begin to see the rewards of the number 17-8. In your birth name, if you have letters, in your birth name that are connected, connected to the number 8, like the letter H is in Henry, or Q is in Quixotic, or Z is in zebra. If you have those, any of those letters in your birth name, then you are in a stall, probably, that will say it's going to take you a little bit more time to really reap the rewards of this wonderful 17-8. Why is that? The number 8 is about power. It is specifically about emotional empowerment. It is about getting connected to Mother, Father, God, connected to higher self, connected to spirit, as an understanding that that is your power. A person's birth name represents to me, as an esoteric numerologist, the tools by code, experiences that you have experienced in previous incarnations that are in your subconscious that you're bringing into this lifetime. When there is an 8 showing in your birth name, it indicates to some degree that your value system in previous lifetimes was all about money and power and authority. And I go looking in the birth name then for codes that are represented by the number 7 of spirituality, and they're usually missing. So, the higher self, Mother, Father, God, your soul as part of its journey says, that was such a big deal for you in 607, 903, and you thought that you were all that, and you had no spiritual balance, no inner guidance that you followed. So what I think we'll do is we'll just give you a little toughy time this time around. Connected to money, connected to power, connected to, you're not going to have everything that you want. And then who are you? And if you're really bullheaded, we will set up emotional, then therefore environmental situations that will financially bring you to your knees. And in that situation, perhaps you'll gain the humility and acceptance that you are spirit, that you are soul, and that you go to Mother, Father, God, where all abundance is. And once you get that, you got it made in the shade. We'll start bringing it all back to you. Uh-huh. And that's the 7 of the number 17. And so, generally speaking, if a person has the number 7, was born on the 17th. One of my nephews was born on the 17th. This is kind of a conservative vibration, temperament, if you will, that can really work kind of alone. That's the number 7 of the 17. Work alone, even in large corporations or even in positions of power. I call the number 7 the Greta Garbo number. I want to be alone. 17s are usually their own bosses. Or if they are not their own bosses, they are vice presidents. They are assistants. They sit next to the boss, if you will, at the right hand of any kind of an authority. Very fixed in their ways, as are Capricorns. We'll be talking more about Capricorns into January when I do my January shows, and we're knee deep in Capricorn. But this number of a 17 kind of carries with it a shrewd yet honest response that sometimes vacillates between extremes. They can be thrifty 1 minute and be the most extravagant person in the whole world the next. Back and forth. It's feast or famine. Very frugal, but if they find something that they want to spend money on, they'll spend money into debt, if you will. The number 7, as well as the number 1, is excellent for writing, for analytical skills, for thinking things through. Marvelous executives. Marvelous. Not the best for partnerships. You know, partnerships is the number 2. The 17, the 1 of the 17 says, independence, stand on your own 2 feet. The number 7 says, I want to be alone. That's not exactly a partnership combination. It takes a partner in a relationship with them who allows them to be the leaders, to be rather acquiescent. Now, that for the other person can be its own problem. But as long as there's a balance in the relationship along those lines, you have 2 leaders, they're going to butt heads the whole time. Those are going to be hellacious fights, I'm here to tell you. So I think the number 17 has great capacity to be a boss and to get others to oversee the details of the operations. They'll just point their fingers. You know, you do this, you do that, you do something else, if you will. Unfortunately, this vibration can be really skeptical, be secretive. They have to learn to trust their own intuition, if you will, their own intuition. And so the important thing to know, this is a fabulous temperament personality. If, depending on other combinations in the chart, if they really lay down a solid foundation in their life, as they move into the center lane of their life, we go through 3 lanes in life. The middle one, generally speaking, is 30 to 55. Rarely does this 17 kick in full force, benefit-wise, hoop-de-doo-wise, during the 30s. Maybe from 37 onward, because at 37 years of age, every soul, with few exceptions, begins to bear down in life and kick in. It's as though Pandora's box of issues, of development, of, all right, let's look at what I have to do. Enough of this fooling around, enough of this playing. Kicks in at 37 years of age. And that's when rock and roll begins, good, bad, or indifferent. But sometimes I'll tell you straight up, if you have 1 or 2 letters in your name, like the ones I previously told you, the H, the Q, or the, not the Q, the H, yeah, the Q, and the Z, then know that you might have to wait a little bit, but keep going, because the force is with you. We're going to take a little break right now, and when I come back, I'll be happy to go into the queue and see if we have any callers who want little mini readings. And then I want to chat with you about maybe some challenges that need to be overcome in order to achieve this fabulous number of 17-8, of empowerment, of new beginnings, of the beautiful, beautiful star card, especially as we celebrate the star that led the Magi, a couple years after Jesus was born, out of the East into the celebration of the beginning of Christianity. So let's just take a little break. If you want to have a mini reading, call me at 347-855-8628. To do a mini reading, this is the information, and please come on real fast. Don't be shy. I need your first and middle name, your month and day of birth, and how old you are. And I will identify you. I'll say you're on the air, and I'll identify you by your area code. So here we go. Area code 856, you are on the air. Your first and middle name.
My first name is Shandell, and
is
I do not have a middle name.
That's okay. How do you?
It's Shandelle.
Well, that's an interesting name. Wow, I never heard that before. Month and day of birth?
July 3rd.
Oh, you're one of our old baby cancers. I know. Okay. And how old are you?
35.
Okay. Oh, you're a young pup. Okay. So 35. All right. Now, a couple things that I see here for you. Know that you are in your middle lane of life from 30 to 55, generally speaking. That is so different than your first lane of life. The first lane of life was ruled by the number 7, Greta Gorgo, I want to be alone. The number 3 tells me about your personality, which is a happy personality. It is a talker. It is very effervescent, but I want you also to believe in yourself. The number 3 is about your values and your learning. Fun, lighten up, because the number 7 is very serious. You came in very serious. And now you're just getting to be a little happy camper. And so know that you are what to achieve in this lifetime is probably going to be self-employment. The number three of your birthday number can be a little scattered. I call it the hummingbird number. It might find you a little while for you to really find your occupation. A good occupation is sales, actually, or teaching or singing or anything that has to do with verbalization of your voice. And you are, lo and behold, you are in year 8 of your current 9-year cycle. We go in 9-year cycles. And year 8, and yours is a 17-8, just what we're talking about tonight. Good for you. This says that this year for you is a very practical year. It is about your job, your work, your career. There's a very strong possibility of a new direction for you by the time you get to July of 2015, and it should start coming in February. Don't do anything permanent the last 2 weeks of January and the first to like January 15th to February 15th. I'd be like in a stall and let things kind of go, if you will. We're in a Mercury retrograde. But I think for you, the spring, especially starting April, but especially May and June, Chandel, I think it's going to be great for your work, your career opportunities. You're in a very good transit. Good for you.
That's okay? Good to hear.
Yes, go. I think you'll wind up in this lifetime self-employed, from what I see here. Dealing with money, self-employed, and you're covered. Your achievement number is the Wheel of Good Fortune. So you go, girl. Ooh. Make us proud. Okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to go to area code 703. You're on the air. What is your first name?
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My name at birth, correct? Not the name I use now.
Yes, okay, that's fine for this. What is your birth,
okay,
first and middle name?
Birth name is Anna, and then Marie,
okay.
Marie.
Anna Marie. Oh, that's a beautiful name. What name do you go by now?
Anne.
First name.
And I go by Anne.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. And what is your month and day of birth?
June 16th.
Okay, and how old are you?
62.
And 62. So we have both ends of the spectrum here tonight, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Okay, Anne. Well, first of all, the name of Anne and 62, you're well past that. The karma that I see in your name. Tell me, what year were you born? Year?
1952.
1952, did you say?
Yeah, 1952.
Okay. Well, there you go again, another 17-8. It's so interesting. Here I'm talking about this, and y'all, I'm sure, don't know about all these calculations, and we're winding up talking about the star card. So what I'm saying about the star card
timing
tonight
is everything.
Applies to you. Because from 55 to the end of this lifetime, and this goes for generally everybody, you are in your third lane of life after 55 years of age. Those are called your wisdom years. And this third lane of life for you is so much better than the middle lane, honey. I bet you're happy to hear that. And know that, yes, this third lane of life is about everything I'm talking about tonight. Achievement, success, opportunity. You had to make some major, major emotional changes in yourself in this lifetime, and it ain't pretty, all right? But I think that's pretty much behind you. And no, let's see what year you are in now. In your, our year that we go through goes from birth month of 1 year to birth month of the following year. Doesn't go by the calendar. Some monk got a job from some pope someplace in the Middle Ages to get a little job to do our calendar. Doesn't work that way, it's a soul. This year for you is what I call a turtle year. A little slow moving, not exactly, you know, rip-roaring along here, but know that you are in decision time that is turning you in a new direction in your life, which is good, slow, but good. And know also that as you get into 2015, and it's just going to, it's really going to kick in here, start kicking in here in December from what I see. But I tell you, I think the early part of next year looks good for you. I really do. And the closer you get to June, especially March, April, May, June, you're going to see expansion, good luck, opportunity. And if you're single, you don't want to, I don't want to know, but I'm telling you, if you've been single for a while, there's an opportunity in 2015 for love is in the air.
Okay, that's nice to know.
I know. The opportunity is there for you. So you're moving into what is called the world card in 2015, and it's going to start coming right in January, intensifying March and whatever, and I'm not going to rule out possibly a job opportunity for you. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say world card, world? What did you, I think
world,
I hear
W-O-R-D, O-R-L-D, world card. The code okay. that you are under, as you get closer and closer to June, you are moving into a 3-year, you're in a 2-year now of your 9-year
yes.
cycle. You're moving
yeah.
into a 3-year of expansion, of opportunity, of creativity. And listen in March, because I'll be talking all about that. It's yummy. Good for you.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. And happy holidays.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm really encouraging you that there's a saying in esoteric numerology, your third lane of life that you were in, like a 3-lane highway, is a 17-8, which is what I'm talking about tonight. And we'll probably, you know, wiggle wobble for the rest of December to bring it in. It is achievement and success and opportunity and money and property. But so there's a saying, a remote interpretation that says when a woman meets a man under the code of an 8, which is your lane of life, and also, Shandell, I hope you're listening because this would apply to you. He potentially is the love of her life because the number 8 is the code for karma. It's a karmic partnership. So hold that thought, Anne, okay?
Very good. Very good reading.
I think the worst is behind you, honey.
Yes,
honestly
dear.
Do.
I thoroughly agree with you. Thank
Excellent.
You so
Happy
much.
Holidays, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holiday. Bye-bye.
Okay, so Anne's leaving us, and we have area code 404 on the air. What is your first and middle name?
Tanisha Najee.
And your first name, now you're going to have to tell me again, honey. Go slowly. What is it?
It's Tanisha.
Okay, that's all I'm going to work with. I'm going to spell it the way I think phonetically it is. What is your month and day of birth?
Okay, I can spell it for you if you want me to.
No, I'm just interested in that first letter. All right. What is your month and day of birth, honey?
December 9th.
December 9th, and how old are you?
26.
Yeah, 23. Yeah, you sound like a young pup. Okay.
I'm 26.
So there. You what?
26. 26.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you because your age does tell me something. What is your age
it's
again?
26.
26. Okay, got
yes.
it. Are you thinking of moving or changing your location in some this year?
Yes, trying to be trying
yes.
so hard.
I know. So I think 26, you have much better possibilities for doing that. You made a choice about changing your location in when you were 25, and now you are, let's see here, in a time of new beginnings, new starts. I think you're going to do it. I do. It might take it 2029. The focus of your whole energy field right now is all about your career. I want you to stay very focused on your career. It might take you a little bit into early spring to really move along here, but no, definitely, if you stay focused on your work and your career, I think you're going to have an opportunity to do this, because the age of 26, just by your age, is for everybody who's 26, brings them new jobs, new work, new career, new opportunities to move forward. 25 is a stall. 26 kicks it into real practical gear for you. So I think you've got a good shot at it during your 26th year. You get very clear. You don't have to know how it comes, where it comes, whatever. If you want to move to a new residence, new location, you sit down and you write down, pencil, not pen and paper, what is the environment you want to move into, and you want to move into an environment and a residence at a price, put that in there, a price you can easily afford. Spirit has to hear that, because it'll bring you to a place and it'll be like, holy mackerel, it's great, but I can't afford this. Yeah. My perfect place at a price I can easily afford. You need to tell the angels and spirit what it is that you want to, what environment you want to move into. And they'll bring it to you. And it will just drop in your lap. Okay?
Okay. And I have a question about the numbers 6 and 7, especially the number 7. It seems like it's not my favorite number, because like anything that really goes wrong, or I have issues with people who are 6s, and I got a ticket the other day, and all the numbers added up to 7. It was on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, the number 7 is a very spiritual number. It's a very introspective number, and it's a number that is saying, slow down and listen to your inner voice to guide you. I think your higher self is trying to grab hold of you and saying, because the number 9 of your birthday number is your temperament, and that is about the answers are within. The answers are within. So I think that you should, in a positive way, pay attention to the number 7. The number 6 is not an issue with you, not that I see. No. No. Okay? You're resetting your whole spiritual thing. Those are not bad numbers. But the number 7, if it keeps showing in your face, showing in your face, showing in your face, that is a spiritual number. And you are to be paying attention then to your hunches, your inner voice, and your intuition, big time. All right, baby girl. I think you're going to be moving this year. It's a good thing. And I also think when you're 27, strong possibility of a new career opportunity for you. So if you move, you're being repositioned for your new work that is going to come to you at age 27. All right. Happy holidays, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so here we are. You don't have a lot of time left, but the number 17, and any number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as a little twins, if you will, those are called compound numbers. They are not double numbers, technically speaking. The double numbers are 22, 33, 44, 55. It's very common in the numerology work books that are out there now that the numbers 11, 22, 33, and some 44, very common interpretations are found. Rarely now in the literature that is out there are found interpretations for 55, 66, 77, 88, 99. That is because those codes that are showing up in people's charts that I do are rare. And they are just now coming into existence on the earth plane to do their work. And so not a lot of information can be found on the internet, in books, and whatever. I'm very blessed to have very good sources that I use when I find these double codes. Those are called double numbers. Only old souls, powerful old souls, take on double numbers. So tonight I'm talking about a compound number. And a compound number is an energy that when I subtract one from the other, I get a weak point. Whenever there's a compound number, the number that comes first, in the case of number 17, leads the way. It's like, yeah, come on, follow me. If it's a 2, if it's a 3, if it's a 23, 44, 55, that first number is the leader of the pack. The secondary number follows behind. But there is a formula that says, what is the issue, the weak issue, the challenge issue in that compound number that can create difficulty in order to pull it off? So in the number 17, when I subtract 1 from 7, I get the number 6. The number 6 is about relationships. It is about Venus. It's about the heart. It's about feelings. It's about emotions. And remember I said number 17 is intellectual, analytical, it's Saturn. It's not all of that. So anyone who has the birthday number 17, whether it's your birthday number, whether it's the year that you're in, whether it's your lesson to learn in this life, the stumbling block is the number 6 of relationships. And the number 6 kind of comps an attitude in relationships. You know, it has an attitude that expresses its own strong opinions, its own ideas, especially connected to domestic issues. This is the way I think it should be. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Whether they're valid or not makes no difference. They set down the law and they expect other people to follow them obediently, showing little tolerance for anybody else's opinion. You know, walk to the beat of my drum. This is such an ego trip, which is the number 7 of the number 17, ego. And so with this challenge, they insist upon being right. And they're not going to admit that they're wrong or they're mistaken. They don't have an ability to determine what's right, what's wrong, to allow their views to be changed in any way, shape, or form. They expect everybody to walk to the beat of their drums, good, bad, or indifferent. And when you don't walk to the beat of their drums, so to speak, their values, their ideas, what they think it should be, then they get resentful. Then there's bad feelings. And even maybe, you know, some bad judgments as a result. So what has to happen for anyone with the number 17 is they have to cultivate the power to view all sides of an issue with an air of tolerance and compassion and understanding. If they do not, I am telling you, this is going to create problems, relationship problems, disharmony in the family, disharmony in marriages, disharmony in relationships. They're going to wind up with this 6th challenge arguing with everyone. Because people are in their attitude, you know, it's like, well, what do you think you are telling me what I'm supposed to do? I don't think so. And so it's very important for there to be a willingness to give service to other people, to help other people, to not impose one's belief on other people. We cannot all follow the same path. And it comes down to, who are you to tell me what to do with my life? So the star card is beautiful. The number 17 is beautiful. It is about hope. It is about generosity. It is about serenity. It is about self-empowerment, taking power for yourself. It is about connecting to spirit, having faith in one's future, thinking very positively and believing, and above all, counting one's blessings. You know, having a sense of expectation and looking forward to success because it is a success number. Be sure you give to other people. Spread the word. Wealth. Spread the wealth and the worth. Open your heart. Give back to what you've received. Let love flow freely. No reservations. Don't hold anything back. You never know that when you give that smile, that touch, that good word, you never know that might be the only love vibration that person receives that whole day. You be the star in your life. You put a star on your bedroom door, on your office door. You be the star, the little love bucket that shines as the stars in the sky. I would love for you to go to my website, The Magical World of Numbers. Contact me. Let me help you with a reading, either a reading about what is going to happen in 2015 or a blueprint reading, a natal reading of the bigger picture of this lifetime. Everything is recorded. It is all personalized. Nothing is computerized. I love the work that I do. I love my people, and my people know it. They know it. They've been with me for many, many years. Sign up for my newsletter. Go to my Facebook, The Magical World of Numbers. And I am doing putting information on my blog again. This is a wonderful season that we're in. Do not get caught up in the harried running here, there, and everywhere. Stay in your center. Every morning, sit quietly, close your eyes, deep breathe, call in your angels, and say to yourself, today is a wonderful day. It's a day of inspiration, of doing good work. It is an energy of appreciation for the blessings that we have. And so, keep in touch with me on my website, The Magical World of Numbers. But until next time, on New Year's, on Christmas Eve, I have a story to tell you about my own personal Christmas adventure. Know that I send you God's white light and His peace and His harmony, and know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers. Thank you.